What emerged from the battles and the bloodshed was a separate kingdom, Gugei. Gugei flourished at the geographical crossroads to some of the greatest civilizations of the time. The king's wealth came from gold mines and was supplemented by alms given by the pilgrims traveling through the kingdom. None of these riches, however, could ensure what the kingdom needed most: water. Saparang lay amidst a vast and arid desert. In order to guarantee Gugei's survival, the king was forced to spend much of his resources transporting water to the city and to the farms that it depended on. The ancient irrigation canals, wells, and even a 20-kilometer-long aqueduct stretching from the Sutlej River to the citadel can still be seen amidst the ruins, evidence of the massive undertakings to keep this oasis alive. With their power and livelihood secure, the royals proceeded to live a life full of absolute opulence.